The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, first talk back of the day. Let's go ahead and kick off the show.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy birthday. I just want to give myself a shout out. My birthday shout out. My birthday was on February 2 on Sunday. I was going to call off work, but I ended up working a double shift. Got to make that money in the garbage. But anyways, I want that annual gift card. All right, Graham. I hope you guys have a good Monday.
Monday? Is that a
Monday
thing now?
Monday? He also said his birthday was February 22. Is it 22 or 22nd?
22. I like to say 22nd.
22nd sounds like my birthday was
That's
on the 22nd. My birthday is on the 22nd. Well, August 22nd, not August 22.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, happy belated.
Who gives a fart?
You guys are not going to believe the morning I've had.
What?
Okay, remember last weekend my car got bipped, right?
Yeah.
My precious Ford, it got bipped, window smashed and everything, and they took my daughter's scooter. So this morning, and by the way, I don't drive my Ford to work. I leave that for my husband. He's dropping off the kids to school or whatever. It has more room.
Yeah, he's
got to
drop off the gaggle.
Yeah, and it just makes more sense. So I drive his car to work in the morning, smaller, you know, better on gas, whatever. So this morning, I get into my car and I'm like, things look different in here.
Uh-oh.
This car got broken into overnight in my driveway. Look, this car's literally only used for me to come to work and go back home. Other than that, we're all in the same car. The bigger one that can fit all of us.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not like
with the twin panel moonroof.
Yes.
That's perfect for weekend trips down
to Monterey.
Yeah.
So there wasn't anything like of value in this car, but you still feel so violated, right?
Yeah. Yes.
The only thing they took, and it's literally the only thing that was even in the car. Well, other than my PETA holiday sweater, they left that.
Oh,
they didn't want that? Wow.
Shout out to PETA.
But they took my work bag that has my headphones. No. And I'm like running back inside. I have to find another pair of headphones. And then as I'm driving off, I'm like, what else is in the bag? What else is in the bag? I know what else is in the bag. We had Dr. Sadie Allison in here. Day before Valentine's Day.
She gave us a couple new toys to take home
that
and try out.
That was in my work bag because took it out. I never even take my work bag in my house. I don't want to risk like leaving it. I don't have my headphones with me or whatever. It just stays in my car. So,
yeah.
So they took my bag that has an adult toy in there.
And some lube.
Yeah, and so if they figure out that this is my bag, they're going to be like, man, Selena from Wild is a sicko.
I don't think that's on their radar to like try to figure out who it is. I think they just now have like a great day ahead of them. They got some nice headphones to plug into their laptop, listen to something, you know, listen and watch something a little, and then try out some of the new. Because like you hadn't broken the seal on that toy, right? They can assume that it's new, right?
No. I mean, yes, it's new.
Oh, you did break the seal on it.
No, I haven't broken the seal.
So now they might think they're using a used one.
And then as I'm driving, I'm like, was there anything else in the bag? What else was in this bag that they took? You know what else is in there?
What?
A huge stack of fake $100 bills. So they probably because we do like crazy cash videos.
Yeah.
So they probably opened up the bag and was like, oh, we've hit the jackpot, guys. Let's call it a night. Round up the troops. Let's go home. We're rich.
They thought they scored so big. Some of those bills are actually pretty lifelike. So
they like, look real, but they're
on a quick glance. Yeah. When you're like rifling through somebody's car in the middle of the night, you're like, dude,
they think they found a bag of money.
Stack of cash. One vibrator and some janky headphones. You were due for a new set of headphones. So maybe they did a favor.
Those ones were kind of. They were falling apart. Yeah. I did need some new headphones, but they thought they came up.
Okay, now like to the bigger issue, you know, a bigger societal issue here. You've been bipped now twice within a matter of just like a week and a half or 2 weeks or whatever. So,
well, this one I accidentally left the door unlocked. Apparently,
my God.
So that's.
So at least you didn't lose a window.
I didn't lose a window
in the process.
Right.
Okay.
That's better.
Right.
But it feels worse because it was in your own driveway.
Yes.
Do you have a camera out there looking at your driveway?
It doesn't see my driveway. No.
Oh,
I know.
Will there soon be a camera out there looking at
Probably,
your driveway?
Probably, but it's like, what is that going to do anyways?
Well, you'd get an alert that somebody's about to steal your vibrator. And then you could call authorities.
Am I going to stop them and be like, hey, that's mine? And they see my face to match it to the
right.
Toy?
No, uh-huh.
I don't want that.
Yep.
I call the authorities. What are they going to do besides nothing?
That's
a good point.
You know, whoever stole this already knows it's someone from iHeart, though, because your backpack has a big old logo.
It literally says iHeart Media.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's another Selena that works here.
There isn't.
Dang it!
Only you.
Dang it!
Oopsies.
All right, so that's how my morning is going so far. Oh, next, no. Let's find out how Graham's weekend was.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Siffam. In the middle of the ocean. Just to give you guys an update, we've heard all the news about what was going on in Mexico. So, unfortunately for us, we had to divert the mainland. So, we're like just waddling in the middle of the ocean. And then now, like, there's some weather coming, so we can't dock. It's all crazy. Have a happy Monday.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But
he said he flew to Orlando to take this magical cruise, and he was so hyped. I mean, listen to his talkbacks last week in the podcast. I've never heard somebody so excited. And now he's just waddling out there in the middle of the ocean with nowhere to go. Ooh. He's on poop cruise. The toilets are going to start overflowing at some point.
God.
They're going to run out of food. And said he's going to be there fighting everybody for a toilet. This is great.
Have fun. Yeah. All right, guys. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
I actually do have details on what's going on in Mexico right here. Major unrest following the death of one of the biggest cartel leaders, El Mencho of the Jalisco New Generation cartel. He was killed in a Mexican military operation to which the U.S. provided intelligence for. So yesterday, everyone was urged to shelter in place, stay indoors, stay away from windows. Did you guys see videos of the cars, the buildings on fire, explosions going off? A lot of this seemed to be in Puerto Vallarta, but the security alert was issued in multiple states.
Yeah, shelter in place, a lot of flights being canceled in and out of Puerto Vallarta right now. Scary. All right, take a moment, say your goodbyes to the Winter Olympics. The closing ceremonies were last night. Team USA went out with a major bang yesterday morning as the U.S. men's hockey team took the ice against Canada in the gold medal game. Game was 1-1 at the end of regulation, and then in overtime, Jack Hughes of the United States scored the game-winning goal, marking the first time since 1980 in the Miracle on Ice team that the U.S. men have won hockey gold. How many times have you guys watched back that highlight of the overtime? Because I'm at about 40.
Whoa.
I don't think even
maybe
once.
Maybe four.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was like the most exciting thing that happened the entire Olympics. It's the most really exciting cool. thing that's happened in years.
Okay. Send it to me. I'll give it a watch.
Okay.
Morning clouds and a sunny afternoon for today. After sunset, though, there is a slight chance of drizzle. Most of the rain will hold off until tomorrow, though. Highs will be in the low to mid 50s.
Hey, Capricorn besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 4.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Saying no is self-care, not selfishness. Practice it today when someone asks too much. Friend group tea is brewing. Staying out of it is your power move. Don't pick sides. That random compliment you're about to get, it's from somebody who's been watching you for a minute.
Creepy.
Yeah, super creepy.
That's not you. Good. I'm a Capricorn bestie. I don't like that. I don't like that one.
No,
my
it's
day
not good.
Is a probably less than a 4. My car got broken into.
Dude, this thing's right on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And Grammy, how was your weekend?
It was great. I have just a teensy bit of a bone to pick with Jess here because she gave us a weather report on Friday, and I'd like to just play a piece of that and then just kind of set things off on the wrong tone for me all weekend.
All right.
Slightly wet morning. Showers are likely to continue through early afternoon. Highs will be in the 50s. Rain will develop again overnight, so there is a chance of some lingering showers throughout the weekend.
Okay, that was Friday's weather report. A slightly wet start to the morning. I don't know if you guys remember Friday, but it was bone dry.
Dry, sunny.
Bone dry. Yep. There wasn't a drop of anything all day Friday. And then, rain developing overnight, she said. And did you get any? Because I'm representing the North Bay here. Speaking on behalf of the North Bay, we got none. Not one single teensy tiny little drop. It was dry as a bone. Selena, how's East Bay?
Dry as hell.
Dry as a bone. Mm-hmm. Jess, you there on the peninsula? Were you in town this weekend or did you leave town?
I left town.
Okay, so
I heard it was a little sprinkly.
No, it was dry. Spoiler alert, it was dry as a bone. And here I am just lugging my umbrella around all day Friday and then my umbrella all day Saturday.
Because
it's
going
to be wet. To wet weekend, basically, is what I heard. Showers, got to be ready. I mean, Selena, I think I got sunburned on Saturday. We went out we were eating outside.
It was so nice.
The sun was just beating on my face. I guess I could have used my umbrella for that. But
yeah, there you go.
I didn't. I was too busy sweating in the rain jacket that I had brought and all these other layers, but it was gorgeous and sunny and warm basically all weekend long. A couple clouds here and there that just made for nice sunsets. But other than that, yesterday, holy, was it 70 degrees yesterday?
Yesterday
toasty.
Was beautiful. We're outside playing, outdoors.
Yeah. Yeah. So about the rain, Jess, because you mentioned a minute ago that it's going to start drizzling again or something.
No, It's legit. It's happening tonight, you guys.
Okay, so tonight there's going to be some drizzle.
And then it's obviously going to build up because tomorrow's going to be a little more rainy.
Okay, so tomorrow she's calling her
shot. Like tomorrow morning, like drive in?
Tomorrow. It's going to be wet from my butt.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be pretty wet. Tonight it'll be like at night. But you guys, I'm telling you, there was precipitation when I looked on Friday. So no, I'm like,
wait, but what do you mean, what? Like, look, when I looked out the window and you saw the precipitation?
No, when I looked at like all the weather reports.
I didn't.
And so I'm like, okay.
I didn't say anything about it.
And last time that this happened to me, and I didn't mention any rain, and there was like a little bit of precipitation. Of course, there was rain, and I was like, hello.
Help me out here, Mother like that Nature. Part, whatever.
Jess has the hardest job ever because she's never going to get it right.
The microclimates
are
climating.
But it is going to rain tomorrow. Pack your umbrella.
Oh, we'll see about that.
I don't even own an umbrella.
I don't either, actually. I said that to my wife the other day. I was like, I'm a grown adult. I don't own an umbrella. Like, should I? Is that
something
I should own? Every time I go to pick up my kids from school on one of these days that it hadn't been raining all day, the second I get there at pickup and I'm walking down the sidewalk, it's a straight downpour. And all the parents are looking at me like, look at this guy. He doesn't even have an umbrella. Like, get it together, Dad.
Right. You know? I feel like the day that I get one, it'll never rain again.
Exactly.
That's a good point. Why do I feel like umbrellas are another one of those things? Like, guys don't like to use straws or tissues. I feel like they don't like to use umbrellas either.
Yeah, I'm not a big umbrella guy. I mean, obviously, I've made it this far without owning one. But during that just torrential downpour, that's the one time. And when you're the one person out there, it's always me. And I'm wearing shorts, too, because I've come from the gym.
What's wrong with you?
And the parents are just looking at me like, dude, what? Are you even trying as a dad? I think they probably called CPS. Like, this dad doesn't even own an umbrella for his kids.
Next, I am going to talk something about my daughter, which don't tell her, okay? I'm not allowed to talk about her on the air. She's way too embarrassed. But apparently, I'm the meanest mom ever because I don't want her to go to the Cardi B concert on Friday. So let's talk about that coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so you guys know that I've been banned from talking about my daughter, right?
Right. Who?
Exactly. Thank you, Graham. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jess, you failed the test.
Sorry. Dang it.
So anytime I do talk about her, I talk about her a little bit earlier because she's, you know, she's not listening right now. She's not in the car going to school or anything like that. But apparently, and for those who don't know, she is, she's 14 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I am the meanest mom ever because I shut down her trying to go see Cardi B on Friday. She came to me like, can I go with so-and-so? This friend's going and this person's going. Like, can I go with them? Like, we're going to start buying tickets and looking at tickets and stuff like that. And I was like, at first I was putting it off. I was like, let me think about it. Let me think about it. You know, just hoping she'll forget. Kids don't forget anything.
No.
Especially it's having to do with the concert. She comes back to me and finally I had to just tell her straight up, like, no, you're not going. It's not happening.
And what is your reasoning?
The reasoning, I just don't think it's appropriate for a girl your age.
Because of the content of the concert?
Because of the content of the music, because of the content of the show. Everything about it. I don't think it's appropriate for a young teen.
Well, everything. She's already seen all that stuff, and her friends talk about this stuff all the time.
My question, do you let her listen to Cardi B?
I don't really get to control what she listens to. I'm not, like, hovering over her shoulder in her room, you know, all day.
So she's heard all the songs.
Maybe she has. But this part is in my court.
Ooh.
I control this, and you're not going.
Is it like a safety thing also? Would you be worried about her going to a concert at that age? Or if it was like, this is Kenny G performing, and she's like, I want to go see Kenny G. Be like, have at it. Go to that concert.
It wasn't really a safety thing for me because they weren't going alone. There was going to be an adult with them, you know, one of the parents or whatever. And like, that's cool. And she, of course, it always comes down to, oh, but so-and-so gets to go. Her parents are fine with it. Okay, well, that's not my kid. I don't care what they do. Or what she's not allowed to do and what she can do. I can only control what you are exposed to a certain extent. But to answer your question, Graham, it really just comes down to the content of the show.
Got it.
And not so much safety.
But do you think that, like, she hasn't, I mean, to my point that I made a minute ago, like, don't you think she's heard all the songs unedited? She's probably seen, you know, the videos and stuff like that and seen Cardi B stuff on social media. Like, is there going to be something new there that... Why is she going to be like, learn something new at that? Like, what? WAP stands for what? Oh, my God.
Well, but at concerts, you know, there's people smoking, drinking, like,
Well, that's it. Again, that's more the element of the concert. I'm talking about just strictly the content of the
show. Just strictly the content of the show. Has she seen the music videos? Probably. I mean, she's online. She's on TikTok. Mm-hmm. But I can't control that. What I can't control is her going to a place that's appropriate for a girl her age and what's not.
Right.
So that, I'm going to control what I can. Also, did you guys see the video of Cardi playing the crotch guitar? Like, you're not going to do that in front of my daughter.
How do you play? How does one play?
Look it up.
How does one play that guitar?
Look it up. You're not doing that in front of my daughter. Sorry.
I mean, I've played that air guitar before, but I'm a man because I got a little something more to strum there. What is she? Oh, never mind.
And
use your imagination, Graham.
Has your daughter gone to a concert before? Or would this be?
She went with me to the Sabrina Carpenter concert.
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter's up there doing that, and then that, and then like making her face like this, and then bending over to do that.
The extent of what Cardi, and that's true. That's what I wanted to bring up. Parents will take their daughters to go see Sabrina Carpenter, and then they're like, oh my god, this and that, and the music, and she said a cuss word, and she did this on stage.
She did, because I saw that one where she was like, and then
I honestly don't understand the outrage, though, because it's like, do your research. The way I'm doing for Cardi shows, I'm not going to send my daughter there and then be mad about what Cardi did on stage, but I already know, and that's why I'm not going to put us in that position.
What if she was like,
I'm the meanest mom ever.
You kind of are.
Yeah.
Not
you're ruining her life.
I don't care. It's not appropriate.
Yeah. I just remember, like, I went to some concerts at that age, you know, and I saw a lot of stuff that was not appropriate for me and around the things, and a lot of smoke headed my way, and, you know, and a lot of that. And, like, I don't know. I survived.
So you'd be cool with your daughter? She's at Cardi B's concert. She's playing the crotch guitar in your daughter's face.
Yeah.
I mean,
Cardi's face?
Cardi's, because she has great seats.
Oh.
Yeah, she has really
floor
seats.
Yeah.
Because she worked for
seats.
Wild.
Yeah.
And then Cardi, you know, her outfits don't even, I mean, there's not a single layer of fabric covering that ass.
Right.
Like, it's just bouncing around, which, I mean, she looks amazing, but I don't need my young, impressionable daughter there.
She's already been impressioned, though. That's what I'm wondering.
Again,
you know?
I'm only going to control the things that I can control.
Right.
This, I can control. She ain't going.
But then there is the, like you touched on, it's the, well, so-and-so, their parents are taking them, they're going.
Don't care.
And they said it's fine.
Don't care.
And then you become the mean mom. Oof.
I'd rather be the mean mom than not have a backbone, and my daughter is just, like, doing everything she wants. And I'm just like, yeah, sure, you can smoke cigarettes. And do you want a bottle of vodka before the show?
Oh, dang.
Dude, that would be nice of you. I wish my parents had done that.
Coolest mom ever.
No.
That's not on the table? Oh, never
Hell
mind.
Hell no. Jess, you had your hand up.
Yeah, just one last question. Would it have made you feel better if she was like, hey, mom, like, I want to go with you. Like, can you come with me? Let's go together.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Are you going?
That would be worse. I do want to go because I am an adult and I can.
So when you go and she's not allowed to go, and then she's like, well, I'm going to spend the night at my friend's house, and then you run into her there at the concert.
And she's offering you shots.
This is going to be a movie. And then she does have that carton of cigarettes and that bottle of vodka that you left by her room.
And then Cardi B is like, we're going to pick someone from the crowd to
play the crotch guitar. And then, like, picking your daughter up and you on stage at the same time.
Yeah.
And you have a crotch guitar
on. And you have to battle it out.
Yes. Is the crotch guitar
absolutely
electric or
not
acoustic? Do you think?
Acoustic.
It's just acoustic.
Definitely acoustic.
Yeah. Got it.
It's just her strumming away.
Got it.
On stage.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, before we get to today's hottest trending, apparently I am the meanest mom, like, in the whole entire world, because I don't want my daughter, who is 14, going to Cardi B's concert on Friday.
Good morning, JV Show. Selena. I would not let her go either. I'm not a mom, but I have been a teenager. And 13's too young unless there's an adult. That's how I feel. And if she's mad, she's mad. She'll get over it eventually. You are a great mom for doing that.
She'll get over it eventually by getting a new boyfriend that has a motorcycle and getting a tattoo.
And there was going to be an adult with him, but it's like, why Cardi? Why don't you want to go see Paw Patrol live or something? You know?
Oh,
doesn't that seem
that
much
was
more
like
fun?
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
Hey, yo, what's up, JV Show? It's your boy, in the Vice Special, aka Steve. Yo, Selena, I was with you on your side until you said that, you know, you don't, like, monitor what she listens to. You have no control over that, and she listens to whatever she wants to listen to. If she's already heard the songs, the concert's not going to be worse than the songs. I guarantee you, Cardi B playing the crotch guitar is not worse than what she's saying. So, I mean, if you already let her listen to the songs, you might as well let her go. I know it couldn't be me, though. I would not let my daughter do that, but...
I just agree. I think it's one thing to listen to the songs, but now you're adding a visual and the person in front of you. Like, I think that just adds an extra layer of worseness.
And everybody around you singing along to those singular.
Everyone's playing the crotch guitar.
Yeah. Hey guys, that is South Salido. This Tom is for Selena. So at 14 years old, I definitely wouldn't let my daughter go. But maybe around 17, I think at that point she's already being exposed to a lot and becoming a young woman. Not much you can control at that age when you're a parent. But 14, yeah, definitely not. I would try to keep her away from as much as I can. All right, have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's literally your job as a parent to control your kids.
It is.
You can't control everything, but to protect them from things that you see fit.
It's just I don't envy your situation because you are at a very, that's a tough.
It's a delicate age.
It's a tough age of what to allow and what not to allow.
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, Snooki's cancer diagnosis. So Snooki shared that she has been diagnosed with stage 1 cervical cancer after getting a biopsy done once doctors found some cancerous cells in her cervix. She shared this on TikTok on Friday. She said it wasn't the news she was hoping for, obviously, but not the worst news ever because they caught it so early. So there is treatment available. She then urged her followers to make sure they were getting their regular checkups and quit making excuses, people. So they're going to do some more scans to see if the cancer has spread anywhere else and then decide, you know, what to do from there.
Early detection
That's
is the
key.
Best thing in all cancers. Should be preventative checks, too, is what we really should be doing. But we don't do that in our healthcare system. We like to develop a problem and then have a costly solve for it and then put you into debt for it. Is that what, can I ask a dumb guy question?
Yes.
Is that what what's a pap smear testing for?
That's what that's for.
Is that what it is? Yes. Okay, so ladies, make sure you're doing
Get your pap smears.
Can we change the name of that? I don't like the name.
Cat's Eye is missing a member. Jess, you're our resident Cat's Eye fan here on the JB show. I don't know too much about them.
Check out my cat!
But Manon Bannerman?
Oh, she's very well loved.
She is taking a break from the group.
Ooh.
She's going to be leaving the group, a temporary hiatus to focus on her health and well-being. They issued a statement over the weekend as the group saying, we fully support this decision. Cat's Eye remains committed to showing up for one another and for the fans. And then they thanked their fans, their icons, because Cat's Eye icons, continued love and support. Cool or not, making a fan army name in 2026. I thought we were done with that.
No, that's still cool.
It's still a thing. Right?
I think it's still a thing.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, probably. It's probably. I think we've done enough. How many eyes did the cat lose? I'm confused. What's a cat's
just
eye?
One.
Just one eye.
Just one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of the six eyes.
It's a six-eyed cat?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So just one
it's
eye.
All very confusing.
But she'll be back, hopefully. Some people, for now, temporary break.
Some people don't think that she will come back.
I don't think she will either.
Solo career?
I don't know. Some people are saying that the same people that manage this group has managed previous groups before, and there's always one member that just stops.
I mean, that's just how it is in general. Look at, like, One Direction. One of them is like, I'm taking a break from the group. It's because they're just not happy.
Yeah.
It's tough to keep a group together.
Yeah, it's hard. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you're heading to the airport today, make sure you check your flight because we have a travel nightmare unfolding right now. First, like we talked about a little bit earlier, there's a lot of unrest and some violence going on in parts of Mexico, mainly Puerto Vallarta, where U.S. citizens being told to shelter in place. Airlines are canceling flights in and out of the airport there. And the main issue, though, causing flight delays and cancellations nationwide here is this massive northeast blizzard that's rolling through the East Coast right now. There's already been more than 10,000 flights canceled nationwide because of it through tomorrow. Here at SFO, yesterday there were about 70 canceled flights and over 140 delays. And I just checked this morning. So far, there have already been 84 canceled flights out of SFO this morning.
Oh,
so if you're headed to the airport and flying anywhere that may be affected by this giant blizzard, you've been warned.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This talk back is for Selena. I was in San Diego this weekend, and I had Jammin 95.7 on. And, like, why did the person sound exactly like you who was on that radio station? And her name was Selena also. Like, I'm so confused. Do you have a doppelganger out there? Or, like, what's going on? Do you work for them, too? Like, I'm so confused. I need some answers.
I need some answers, too.
An imposter!
Is it an imposter? Whoa. Is it AI copying you? Whoa. And they're trying to pass it off as you?
That's actually really weird. What are the chances?
Yeah, dude.
Oh. Stolen identity.
I know. No, I actually am on that station as well.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
What? My entire life's been a lie. Yeah. I thought you were on this station.
Yeah, I am. I am on this station during the week.
Drive to San Diego.
No, actually, you can do. It's 2026, so you can like record things from like one studio, but then it like airs somewhere else.
Dude,
like,
my mind is blown. Can you explain that technology to me? I don't get it. Is it something to do with the internet?
I think so. Wi-Fi and something about Bluetooth.
Got it. Bluetooth in. Yes. And then the only problem is, like, how do you know, like, what's happening in San Diego at that time? Like, hopefully Jess isn't feeding you weather reports because,
No.
Like, you'd be like, oh, sorry, San Diego, it's raining today. And everyone would be like, bro, it's 85 and sunny.
Just a lot of online
research.
Twitter.
Got it. So the internet is the key to this whole equation.
Basically.
Got it.
All right. Let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins a Chug mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Yep.
I have a friend that you would think would be super quiet when she... But nope. I heard her doing it one time and it was super loud.
It's always the ones that you don't think.
I have a friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have this friend.
I do have a friend.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, but it's really Jess. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's a friend.
Interesting. Super loud, huh? Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that. I guess that tracks. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be, and then remember, you sickos, this is a family show. So whatever you think that word is, it's not that. Then come back with your second guess or your third guess or whatever. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess there on the iHeartRadio app. It's free and newly upgraded, by the way. It's pretty awesome. First correct answer of the morning wins the JV Show Chug Mug. So get those guesses in quick, please.
Yep, because we are going to play some of your first talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get back to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I have a friend that you would think would be super quiet when she... But nope, I heard her doing it one time, and it was super loud.
Awkward. Mm-hmm. All right,
loudest I've heard.
Go to your talk back, see if anyone got it right.
Hi, this is Erica from Pleasant Hill, and I think the bleeped out word is chew.
That's a very popular guess this morning.
Loud chewer.
I don't think I could get past that. That's a deal breaker for me. I couldn't do it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kyle from Manteca, and I believe the bleeped out word of the day is burp. She's really loud when she burps. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, well, what's wrong with that?
Ew!
Jeez, Selena.
Disgusting.
But that's not it.
Would that be a deal breaker for you, Graham?
Yes, I think it would be.
Really?
Yes.
Why? But it's a natural thing.
Yeah, but you don't have to belt it out like that. Like, muffle it a little bit.
This is Owen and Jessica from Gilroy. We think the bleeped out word is eats.
A loud eater.
There's another one similar to the eating and chewing. Yeah, those are two of the most popular guesses this morning.
All right. Great guesses.
No one's
gotten it yet. So if you think you know what that word is, go ahead and leave your guess right now on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Playing What the Bleep Were. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I have a friend that you would think would be super quiet when she... But nope, I heard her doing it one time, and it was super loud.
So awkward.
Caught me by surprise. I was like,
All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Hey, baby show, this is Camila and Mommy.
And we think the bleeped out word is...
More. Yeah, we think it's snoring. This is Camila and Nelly from San Jose. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. Snoring is a great guess.
Snoring, the popular guest this morning. Yeah, that is always a little bit jarring when somebody's just all so you're like,
you don't look like a snorer.
Yeah, I didn't peg that person as a snorer. Bless you guys' hearts that can be with somebody that's a loud snorer. I don't know how you do it.
I don't sleep. I don't sleep.
Are you marking yourself safe right now?
Yes.
Are you a snoring survivor?
Yes.
Hashtag Hayward Strong.
I am, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Cassie Madison and Nolan again. We think we change our answer. We think the bleeped out word is hiccup.
Hiccup.
That's a great guess. There's a lot of unnecessary loud hiccupers out there. It's like stifle it down, like, just
we
a little
get
bit.
It. Yeah. Just stop. All right.
Sometimes you can't control it though.
Right, but it doesn't like repeatedly have to be every time, like just like muffle it a bit, you know?
Good morning, Joe. This is Joe from Livermore, and my second guess of the bleeped out word is laugh. They have a loud laugh.
All right, that was a little hard to understand, but laugh.
Laugh, and that's a great guess. A lot of people guessing that. That's another one where people are kind of quiet people, and then you say something or they see something that's funny. They're like, ah! And you're like, whoa.
That is so unnecessary.
Where did that come from?
It scares me. I wasn't expecting that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jenny from Santa Cruz. I want to guess the bleeped out word is sneezes. She sneezes loud. Okay, bye.
Sneezes, there it is. All right, so here's today's clip unbleeped.
I have a friend that you would think would be super quiet when she sneezes, but nope, I heard her doing it one time and it was super loud.
Mm-hmm. There's another one. It's completely unnecessary.
Sometimes,
I don't know.
Sometimes if it is kind of necessary.
It's not, because if I'm in public, I can control the volume. I'm like doing it quieter.
You won't even know that I sneezed. I'll fight
really?
That sneeze.
But you can definitely control it.
I'll damn near swallow the sneeze. And it's maybe my head bobs like just a little bit and that's it. Like the sneeze is just completely.
And it's like the louder
suppressed.
The sneeze, the more stuff comes out.
Like you can't stop from turning into your parents' situation? Because my dad, his sneeze is like a shotgun blast. Like, it's the loudest thing ever. Am I destined to have that someday?
Yep. Probably.
The other day I was in an Uber. Oh my God, grossest thing ever. Because the Uber driver sneezed 3 times, did not cover his mouth.
Oh no.
And I saw like the spray.
Just a spray.
Ew.
The sneeze spray, if it's visible in the sunlight,
and the AC was blowing it back to you.
Is one of the grossest things of all time.
Yeah, and then he lowered the window, but I'm like, why are you lowering it now? You already, like, the whole car is contaminated.
It's already stuck to you. I hate the smell of a sneeze, too. The sneeze smell is one of the grossest things of all time. Selena, have you ever smelled a sneeze before?
Yes.
Yeah, it's awful.
This whole thing is gross.
It's terrible.
I'm grossed out.
It's gross.
We have shout outs?
Yeah, we do. One of these days I got to tell the story again about how when I was in college and I was riding on the bike path and this one girl sneezed and didn't cover it. And then it was in the morning sun and you could just see the cloud. I'm just telling the story right now. And you could see the sneeze cloud and somebody else coming the other direction just had to ride right through it. And you could, you've never seen a more horrified look on somebody's face in their life. That was the story. It was one of the grossest things ever. It was the biggest sneeze cloud I'd ever seen. The morning sunlight just caught it. Yeah, just right. Gross. Cover your sneezes, people. All right, let's give some shout-outs first. Jenny in Santa Cruz. What's up, Jenny? What's up? JV Show number one in Santa Cruz, by the way. She had the very first correct answer this morning. She's getting herself a brand new JV Show Chug Bug. A lot of other people came with correct answer this morning, so let's shout them out. Angelica in San Leandro had it. So did our buddy Leo in San Jose. Melissa also in San Jose had the correct answer this morning. So did our buddy Alex and Manisha. Nadette in San Jose had it. So did Serena in Richmond. Mylene in Danville. She's always coming with the correct answer. She had it this morning. Not quite fast enough. Now look, here's where things get a little interesting. A lot of people saying sneeze, not plural, or sneezing, or sneezed. And you know what? We're going to shout them out, too, because you know what? They were damn close, and they deserve a shout-out. Adriana and Hayward had one of those variations. So did TJ in Livermore, Jessica in Fremont, Cassie Madison in Nolan, Alicia in Vallejo, Kimberly in San Jose, Barry in Union City. What's up, Barry? What's up? Happy Monday. Layton in Hayward, Kat in Walnut Creek, Eddie in Pittsburgh, and Lori in Morgan Hill. And I'm sure there's a couple others that have trickled in that have
Jackson.
Sneezed their way in.
From San Francisco.
What's up, Jackson?
Nobody special, a.k.a. Steve. Christine in San Bruno. And I think that's about it right now.
Nice.
Nicely done, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. Mm-hmm. We'll do it again.
From Brentwood.
There you
go. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, Sergio.
Yes.
Hi, it's my understanding you have a car full of kids with you.
Yeah, 2 small kids.
You made it seem seem like you had a car full, like,
because
a
driving a van pool this morning.
I
or
heard
something.
How hyped they were, and it sounded like a lot of people in there.
It's all good. All right.
No, it's just my 2 kids.
Okay, Sergio. I mean, regardless, I was just trying to start conversation, but I mean, it doesn't matter. You were on a play of the You Have No Game this morning. We got tickets for
Madison Beer.
All you have to do is get 3 out of 4 trivia questions right, and the tickets are yours. Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Here we go. Question number 1. What classic board game's tokens include a rope, a lead pipe, and a candlestick?
Oh. What do you think, Sebastian?
I don't...
I have no idea.
Any guesses?
The Monopoly.
Nope.
That's a good guess.
Clue was the correct answer.
Clue. I haven't played that one in a long time. Clue. All right, question number two. Up until 2016, the NFL Pro Bowl was almost always played in what vacation destination?
Oh, we just came from there. Where is it, Sebastian? Hawaii.
Yep.
Yes!
That's right, Hawaii. Players used to get a little trip each year. Not anymore. Oh,
that must be nice. It must have been nice.
Uh-huh.
Question number three. Is a meter bigger or smaller than a yard?
Sebastian, you should know this. A meter and a yard.
Sebastian, you're an expert in measurements.
Come on, Sebastian. A meter and a yard. Which one's bigger? Quick. To this thing.
A yard.
Nope.
Oh, ran out of time on that one, Sebastian. You got to be a little faster, buddy. Bigger was the correct answer.
A meter is bigger than a yard, just by a couple inches. About 39 inches is a meter. 36, we know, a yard. All right, question number four. Berlin is the capital city of what country?
Germany.
Yep.
There you go. You did it. Congratulations. Did he not do it?
Well, he got question number one wrong. And then he got question two right, which is great. The high point there. And
never
then
mind.
He came
you
back to question number three.
Dang,
and Sebastian didn't have his tape measure out. He got that one wrong.
I was getting ahead of myself. Sorry.
But then four they got correct. They finished on a high note. But by my tally, that's two out of four. Oh.
Awkward. Sorry about that. Dang it.
Talk about 39 inch meter.
Hey, you know what? Don't hang up. We really enjoyed having you guys on. We hope you have a great rest of your day and the start of an amazing week. I'm going to put you on hold, and Jess is going to talk to you from the next room, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate you guys.
All right. You two hang on. All right, Graham, we got some shout out.
Man, you really brought him up and then just smashed his hopes
and
dreams right there.
My math was not mathing. I apologize.
Just a couple of birthday DMs this morning. First one I got says, hi, Graham. We'd love a birthday shout out for Vincent, who turned 8 on Saturday. Happy birthday, Vincent. You are so kind, smart, and the best brother and son. We are so proud of the person you're becoming. Love mom, dad, and your brother, Daniel. Yes, happy belated birthday there, Vincent. Hope you had a great birthday weekend.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Hi, Graham. Could you please wish my daughter, Avani, a happy belated 11th birthday, and Malika a belated 14th birthday. Their birthdays were on the 11th and 20th of this month. Thank you. I can only assume that's from a dad, because who else would forget both their daughter's birthdays that badly? But I hope you both had great birthdays, and most importantly about each of your belated birthday wishes.
Who gives a fart? Ooh,
and
that's a great point.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. Yes.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So somebody shouted the N-word at Michael B. Jordan while he was presenting at the BAFTA Awards. So these awards were last night in London. It wasn't just Michael B. Jordan. His Sinners co-star, Delroy Lindo, was up there as well. They were presenting the award for best visual effects when someone in the audience started yelling this racial slur at them. Here is the audio. It is bleeped.
Delroy and I are delighted to be presenting the first BAFTA of the night for a vital part of movie making.
We're here to...
You see them like briefly pause, like in shock, and then they continued on with presenting. Now, the man who shouted this is a guy named John Davidson. He has Tourette syndrome. And he was at the BAFTAs because the biopic about him called I Swear was nominated. So it was like an honorary guest type of situation. Oh. And the guy who played him actually won Best Actor last night for his role as John Davidson, beating out Leonardo DiCaprio and Timothy Chalamet. You know, meanwhile, the real John Davidson, he's there at the show. He not only shouted this racial slur at Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo, he also shouted, shut the F up, while an introductory speech is being made by a BAFTA chairperson.
Whoa.
He shouted an F you while a director was up there accepting an award for a family film. How do you guys feel about this? I feel like most people are very understanding. You know, the man has Tourette's. These are involuntary tics. He cannot control this at all. Jamie Foxx has commented on the situation. He's not buying it completely, saying that, you know, he says, you know, out of all the words he could have said while Michael B. Jordan was up there, it's a racial slur. Like, come on, he meant that. The award show host later apologized, you know, explaining a thing or two more about Tourette's. Many people not happy with his apology because he ended it with, "We apologize if you are offended tonight." A lot of people saying that just seems like a throwaway apology.
Oh. Yeah.
That's tough.
Where do you guys land on this? His movie about him is called I Swear, so clearly he swears a lot.
Clearly he does. I just don't know. You have to know that the chances of him having an outburst or saying something during a live broadcast is pretty high.
But should that person be barred from attending things because they do suffer from this condition? But also, why is that word bouncing around in your head?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know enough about what degree he suffers from this condition.
But I think they were really shocked by that.
I don't know enough about it to really speak on it. But yeah, that's awful.
To give a quick update about Eric Dane, we talked about him last week. He passed away after his battle with ALS. Did you guys see the Netflix interview that he did?
I watched some of it. Holy gut wrench.
I only saw a couple clips. Yeah, he sat down for an interview with Netflix called Famous Last Words. And he did this with the understanding that they were only going to release it once he passed away. And it's him like saying his last words to his daughters and to his wife. It is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, if you can watch that without tearing up.
I couldn't. I just saw a clip on Instagram and I couldn't even bring myself to watch it on Netflix. I can't. But people have been donating like crazy to the family he left behind. They set up a GoFundMe for his wife and his two daughters, Billy and Georgina, who are both teenagers. I checked earlier this morning. So far, $349,000. Have been raised for his family. I did go to like the top donors just to see who.
Mm-hmm.
Hailey Bieber donated $20,000.
Very generous.
Sam Levinson, who is the creator of Euphoria, which he was on, donated $27,000. And then there's a lot of other anonymous donors, $25,000, $18,000, $10,000.
Yeah.
Does it kind of make you wonder why, like, Hailey, like, you want your name attached to that because you want recognition? A lot of people donated anonymously, like those bigger amounts.
Which is what
I think. Does that cross your mind at all?
Yeah, most people would do.
But do you fault them for putting their name? I mean, at least they're donating, I guess.
I mean, I'm glad they're donating, but I if it were me, like, I'd want to do it just because I want to do it. I don't need the attention. I don't need the headline saying that Hailey Bieber donated $20,000.
There was an office GoFundMe here recently, and, like, I donated anonymously to it. But you, Selena, put your name on it.
Okay, I did.
And so just, like, where do we what to talk
but
to me about? Talk
hypocrisy.
Talk to me about that. Because that is somebody who I'm really cool with, and I didn't want her thinking that, like, I wasn't donating to her GoFundMe.
But I donated honestly because, like, I don't need the recognition for it. I donated just because out of the goodness of my heart, I wanted to donate.
I don't need the recognition from other people, but I want her to know that I did donate to this cause. See, now she might be thinking, well, Graham doesn't care about me.
But I did donate.
But she doesn't know that because it was anonymous.
Yeah, but I don't need the attention from it, and I don't need everybody else talking about it.
I don't need everyone else talking about it
either. So maybe Hailey wanted the family to know that she supported
her. Yeah.
I need some evidence that she and the family are tight.
What do you guys think about, there were a lot of people very critical of the GoFundMe for James Vanderbeek. I think that one ended up raising over like $2 million or whatever. And James Vanderbeek passed away way too young, just like Eric Dane. I don't want to butcher his name. Eric Dane. And there are a lot of people critical of it. It's like, these guys have made like tons of money. They're rich. Why are we raising more money for them? Any thoughts on that? Because there's, you know, a lot of people very generously donating to that. And James Vanderbeek's, again, over $2 million. And I'm sure Eric's is going to raise a big sum of money as well. But there was, you know, there's some people like, why are we donating to people that already had lots of money?
That did cross my mind. I just don't view these guys as someone who was like, who are filthy rich, like living in mansions like Mariah Carey and Jennifer Lopez. You know what I mean? Like, these are guys who made a lot of money a long time ago. They got sick. Their medical bills through the roof.
Right.
And when they are the breadwinners and leaving behind, you know, a wife and kids who maybe weren't making the money, like, where is that money going to come from?
True.
Yeah.
That's how I view it. Did you feel differently, Graham?
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things that I kind of like, I didn't expect to see as much. And maybe it really wasn't as much, but, you know, the the squeaky wheel is the one that, you know, gets the headlines. You know, it's like the vocal minority in this country is where we focus all the media attention. So I really don't know how big of a, you know, sort of backlash that was, but it seemed loud based on the news articles about it. I don't know. Just kind of.
I mean, that doesn't surprise
me. I kind of wondered.
I get it. But at the end of the day, these are still people that need help. I mean, are there other causes we should be donating to? Yes. But I don't know. It's still just a sad situation.
So. Yeah.
Graham, let's get a final medal count.
All right, let's put a wrap on the Winter Olympics with the final medal tally from Inside the JV Show's live Olympics gold, silver, and bronze news tracking desk, the Tara Lipinski. The closing ceremonies were yesterday, and in all, the U.S. broke a record for our country with how many golds we won, but not enough to surpass that pesky Norway. They finished with 41 total medals, consisting of a whopping 18 golds, 12 silvers.
Yes!
I got caught in a loop. I'll pull that in a second. And 11 bronzes. It's almost like they're a country where it's always winter. Any guesses on what the population of Norway is?
100,000.
Are you joking right now?
No, I don't know.
Norway. I'm talking about a country, and you think 100,000 people?
3 million.
There? Jess?
8 million.
That's a much better guess. 5.5 million people live in Norway. Do you want to know how many people live in the Bay Area?
8 million.
Pretty close. 7.7 million people. Norway, with 5.5 million people, comes home with more Winter Olympics medals than a country that has 338 million people. I'm talking about us, the United States. Now, granted, Norway, they're born and bred and raised in the, out in the snow and the ice and the cold. But still, what are we doing? Dang. U.S. finished in second place, 33 total medals, 12 gold, 12 silver, 9 bronze. Italy in third place with 30 total medals. Germany behind them with 26. I was expecting Norway's population to be like, it's about the size of California. Maybe 30 something million, 40 million. But no. 5.5 measly people live there.
It's a teeny, tiny country.
Yes, it is, and they dominated us.
But just you wait till the Summer Olympics.
Well, yeah, that will be a much different story, of course.
All right, thank you, Grammy. Next on the JV Show, Jess, are we going to talk about how you committed elder abuse over the weekend?
Stop! No!
It's next.
It was not.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You guys, oh my God, I am obsessed with Punch the Monkey. Oh my God. You don't know about Punch?
What's Punch the Monkey?
Look, go to a JV Morning Show and look at this little baby monkey. He's at a zoo in Japan. His name is Punch. And he's gone viral because, sadly, when Punch was a littler baby, he was abandoned by his mom. And so, zoo caretakers basically had to take care of him. And they put him in an enclosure with other monkeys. Mm-hmm. And he was, shunned. The other monkeys did not mess with Punch. So they gave him a little stuffed animal. And that has become his, emotional support, stuffed animal. That's what he is, attached to because he doesn't have a mom.
Poor little guy.
And isn't he just the cutest thing ever?
So precious.
Isn't nature just so cruel sometimes?
Yeah.
You just wonder this. Also, as a parent, can you imagine just turning away one of your children? Not you out here. I'm taking the rest of these in. Selena, you know I had sheep when I was a kid. We talked about this.
Yeah.
And one of our sheep had triplets. And the mom was like, I'm just taking care of these two. The third one, nope, same thing. Just like little Punch here. Get out of here. You're gone. I don't want you. You're the little, and just abandoned one of them. Can you as a mom imagine just being like, I'll just take these two. And this one, yeah, you're kind of a runty little thing. Get out of here.
No.
I can't. It breaks my heart.
And Punch is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
So sweet.
So people are donating stuffed animals from all over the place. I guess the one that he has now is from IKEA. So even the main IKEA guy, that's not his title. I don't know what his title.
Maybe the CEO.
The president of IKEA Japan. There we go. He paid a visit to the zoo to meet Punch and to make sure he has, a supply of plushies.
Little guy. So cute.
I know. I was obsessing with Punch over the weekend.
Precious.
All right. Not to distract from Jess committing elder abuse.
Stop.
Yeah.
It was not elder abuse. So over the weekend, I was just driving, minding my own business, listening to my music, living life.
Oh, she was living life.
I was living life. And then I, out of nowhere, get cut off, right? Now, what makes me more mad about when something like this happens is, of course, the person never, ever, ever has the little blinker on. At least if you're going to cut me off, go through the slight trouble of, pretending you were going to put the blinker on and be polite, right? So obviously I do the thing that anybody would, and I honked, and I was pretty angry, so I like...
So you laid on the horn.
With a heavy hand.
Was it like a beep, beep, hey, besties? It was like a brrrr.
Like a brrrr, you just messed up. Like, how dare you let me go on the other lane now and see how you look and see who you are, you know? But you guys, like, I don't know if it's just me, but my heart breaks anytime I honk and I check who I just honked at and it's like an older person. It breaks my heart because
you took out your road rage on the elderly.
Yeah. Wow.
And they just look so like innocent. And
what,
like,
if that was the thing like that sent them over? Like they go home and they like just have a heart attack or something because they because of all the stress.
Sent their blood pressure through the roof and they were totally just frazzled and like they couldn't function the rest of the day.
But you did this. Why am I feeling bad for you now when you're the one that cut me off? Like you're putting my life in danger too.
Let me sidebar with Selena here really quick. Jess, if you could just turn your headphones off.
I will.
Does this seem at all just a little bit out of place? Because if there's one thing we know about Jess and her driving, well, one, it's horrible. But two, on the side of her car, she has a sticker that says, "Hey, bestie, let me merge. And here comes one of our... should be celebrated senior citizens here in the Bay Area trying to merge.
Right.
And Jess is probably scrolling her phone, not paying attention. This person probably had their breaker on for like 30 seconds. Like, God, I guess they're not going to let me in. I got to just swoop in here.
That's a great point.
Hey, bestie, not going to let you merge. I'm going to lay on my horn instead and give you a heart attack.
So people have to bow down when Jess is coming through. And yes, bestie, merge. Take my spot. Go right in front. Please. Yeah. I'd be honored if you went in front of me and cut me off. But somebody tries to get in your lane and you're like,
But an old gray hair tries to get in and you just lay on the horn.
Stop. No, see, usually I'm not always in a hurry, so I let people cut I'm living life.
Out there on the road.
Life. But if you're going to like straight up cut me off, I'm sorry. If I honk at you, I'm sorry. But also, it's funny because it's the complete opposite when it's somebody young. If they honk at me and I see that they're young, it makes me even more mad because I feel like they're just careless.
Oh, you mean if they cut you off?
If they cut me off and they're young?
But what about the spirit of the hey, bestie, let me merge?
Yeah.
You're right.
Would you feel better if they had that same sticker on their car?
Yeah.
Honestly, I would. Like, if they had that sticker, I'd be like, oh, bestie, it's you.
Let me retract that horn. I didn't mean it. Slide on in, bestie.
You know, it helps. It helps lighten the blow.
And so would you like to take a moment and make a public apology to this poor family? Yeah. I'm talking about the family that no longer has their grandparents.
Because you sent their stress levels through the roof. Who knows what happened after that?
They probably crashed into a bus stop a short time later.
Oh, my God.
I apologize. Yeah. I will no longer be honking at anybody from this point forward.
A favorite memory you'd like to share about Grammy?
You know, when I looked over, she did have such a sweet face.
You could hardly see it because her glasses were so thick and big.
Yeah.
But behind that somewhere.
Her hair was short.
Like she turned and looked at you with tears welled up in her eyes and they looked like they were in a tunnel very far away. Because
that's actually very bold that you like honked your horn at all. A lot of times I'm scared to do that. Even if somebody cuts me off, I'm scared. I don't know what that other person is like. Like, do they have road rage issues? Like, are they going to think they're still in the right? Like, what are they going to do to me? Are they going to run me off the road? I have, like, anxiety over that.
I still use the horn, but, I mean, that's more of a safety thing. Like, let somebody know, like, okay, you're about to hit my car, like, just to let you know, like, whoop, I'm over here, so you hit the horn there. But a lot of times I just give them the hand gesture, like the... what the hell are you doing? You know, and I'm like, why am I doing that? They probably weren't even looking. If they're not even looking, almost smashing into my car, they're not looking in the rearview mirror to see me making the hand gesture like, what are you doing?
What makes me even more mad, though, is when...
Oh, bashing the elderly again. Here we go.
Yeah, go ahead, Jess. You have the floor. When somebody else is in the wrong...
They're so slow in the checkout line at the grocery store. What else would you like to pile on
here?
No,
I'm very patient when it comes to checkout lines. But when somebody honks at me thinking I'm the one that messed up when they're the one that messed up.
Oh, that drives me crazy.
Because now they think, and they're probably going and telling other people, like, oh, you should have seen this person that messed up on the road, when they were the ones that messed up.
I don't know. I agree with them.
Yeah. But you said they'd probably forget it anyways because they likely have dementia.
No.
That's what you said.
No, yeah, you did say that. I'll no longer be honking at anybody moving forward. Yeah.
All horn activity canceled. Henceforth.
Next on the JV show, you probably never want to use a coffee machine at your hotel ever again. Do you guys use those ones that are like in the room?
I used one the other day.
You have? Yeah. Are I've used one before, but I usually don't. But Jess is about to tell us why we might want to not do that, like, ever again.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. Good morning, JV Show. It's Vivi from Daly City. This is regarding the honking story that Jess was talking about. I just do not even honk because one time I got chased by an angry driver for honking at him, and he was throwing all of the bad dictionary words you can think of. Never again. I would never honk. Thank you.
See, people are crazy.
Everybody in the Bay Area does need to chill out a little bit with the road rage and the anger on the roads. Like, everyone makes a mistake on the road. Everybody's at, like, we need to give people a little bit more grace. You see these drivers, like, chasing each other on the highway sometimes, and they're slamming each other, the brakes on each other, trying to.
Yes.
It's just like, what are you guys doing? It's not worth it.
I know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Why are you laughing?
Well, someone just left a talk back wondering why I keep messing up on the same word silver earlier. That was a replay from earlier of me stumbling over the word. That wasn't live of me stumbling over the word.
It did sound live. I was in my head, I was like, again? Before I realized what was going on. Graham, has it really been 3 years?
3 years, you guys. I posted a picture of JV and I this morning. If you don't know, it was 3 years ago. Today,
that we lost him.
Basically, or yesterday, that we lost the namesake of this show, and to Selena and I, one of our closest friends and mentors, and just somebody we absolutely loved in JV. And it's one of the things that it almost seems weird to mention, like, that's what this show is named after. But we have new listeners coming in all the time that don't know that the JV Show is named the JV Show
because of him.
One of our best friends, JV, and we lost him 3 years ago.
Wow.
Today, I cannot believe. That's what I posted on my Instagram story. I cannot believe that it has been 3 years. It feels like it was, 6 months ago.
I know. It feels so like it just happened.
Yes. And I appreciate everybody that's sent me a message today of support. Other people have left talkbacks this morning, kind of honoring JV and mentioning the same thing. So I just feel like we would be doing a disservice if we didn't mention him today.
Course.
But I know it's like something that's really hard for Selena and I to bring up without becoming very emotional.
Yeah.
And we were trying to avoid that and just kind of have fun today because I know that's what he would have wanted. So I just, I don't know if you want to add anything to that. I feel myself getting a little choked up.
I know how it is. I just thank you in advance. I haven't even gone on social media yet, but thank you in advance for everyone that's going to be sending some nice words. I know we all lost something huge when we lost JV.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we have time for what Jess wants to talk about. And it's a story that I really think JV would appreciate. I already know what he would think about this, but go ahead and explain, Jess.
So, live hack alert.
Sorry, here we go.
There's a woman that posted a video and she said, this is the coolest travel trick out there, you guys. You know, you're ever traveling and maybe you just didn't. You were too busy packing like your toiletries, your other essentials that you were like, oh my gosh, I didn't pack enough underwear. Well, she says not to worry because if there's...
Can I stop there? That has never happened. I've never in my life not packed enough. I feel like I pack too much underwear.
I think that's a woman thing to do.
I've underwear packed before.
You've underwear packed?
Yeah, I have.
I feel like us women, we think of every possible situation. Yeah. And we're like, what if this happens and I need another pair? Or what if this happens and I need
another
pair?
It's like you pack one for every day, then like three extras just in case. A couple of like granny pennies.
Look, I've done that, but I've had some long trips before in a very hot location. And you don't realize that you sweat through your first pair by 10 a.m., you know? And then it's like, oh no, I can't use tomorrow's pair already, but... situations have arisen, and then other things could happen along the way, and then you're down multiple pairs.
Oh my god!
Then you have to do some laundry on the trip.
So what's the hack?
Well, not to worry, Graham, because she says if there's a coffee machine in your room, just do this.
All you have to do: put your underwear where you would put the coffee grounds. You close it. You press brew, and it puts scorching hot water through it. You guys, then the hair dryer in the bathroom. You blow dry those bad boys, and you got yourself a cleaner pair of underwear.
She says,
"Oh no!"
Put it through the coffee machine. machine. Graham, you quickly mentioned a little while ago that you use the coffee machine that you did recently. Hotel.
Yeah, on our little Valentine's getaway, my wife's like, look at that. Yeah, let's make a little, let's brew a little cup of coffee here in the room and then we'll go for a walk. Oh, no.
Does this now make you question whether
someone
or not somebody...
has brewing some underwear before that.
Look, I mean, I always question using anything in a hotel room. Anything. Because you don't know what's happened in there, what people have touched, and nobody washes their hands when they're behind closed doors. They just don't. So... I question everything, and even I was a little hesitant. Like, we could just go to the, we could just walk down to a
coffee shop
and have them make us a cup of coffee. Right. It was delicious coffee. It didn't taste like underwear, from what I remember, but I don't remember that
being on my mind.
I don't think guys, ladies, you'd have an easier time getting your undies into the coffee maker.
Yeah, I don't think yours would fit.
I'd be like,
they're too big.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, ladies, like, I think easily. Unless it's one of those like pod situations, then that's not going to work out. But if it's a regular coffee brewer.
Yeah.
But do you guys think people have actually done this before?
Yeah, she just did.
She just did.
And
now there's more people that are going to do it just because she did that. Thanks a lot.
That's disgusting.
I don't think this is something that, you know, very many, this very small percentage of people have ever done this.
And then what do you do with like the juice that's brewed out of those things?
You know that's the same color as the coffee. Make sure you don't drink it.
No, this is blowing up so much that
people
think that hotels are actually going to start to put disclaimers like next to the coffee machine for people to not do something like this because it has gone so viral.
Just take it out of the room. Ugh. If somebody wants coffee, they can go to the lobby. That's disgusting. Nobody really makes the coffee anyways, except for Graham.
Yeah, it turns out there are people that use them.
Just you.
Usually, nowadays, at least, I think you're safe because most of the time it is the pod thing. And
yeah.
And if you can fit your underwear into that pod thing, we've got a whole different set of issues.
But some are tiny enough. Some
said that and I was like, you could.
There's a shower though. Like if you really need to wash it there.
Yeah, you're not even using soap throwing it through the coffee brewer.
Yeah, but it's coming. The water is coming up boiling hot, way hotter than the shower water.
Nasty. All right, coming in next on the JV show, people are mad over this dress code change for a pretty popular cruise line. Grandma's details after this.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Hi guys, this is Amber from Fairfield, California, and I just want to send my condolences to you guys about JV. I literally remember listening to the JV show when my mom was taking me to elementary school so early in the morning, and here I am still listening to you guys now with my kid, and I won't stop. Love to you guys. Bye.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, we were just touching on the fact that it's been 3 years, basically exact, since we lost our best friend, JV.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Phone's from Fremont. I wish you guys never told that story about the hotel and the coffee thing. Because I love brewing my tea inside those things. Now I've got to wonder why it tastes a little yeasty now. Oh, my God. You guys just traumatized me now. I'm never touching those things now. Okay, thank you.
Why would you use that word?
We were talking about a new life hack that Jess is a big proponent of where people are using
Jess does it every time.
I don't.
Her and her man go to a lot of hotels.
They do.
I've never used the coffee machine at a hotel, and I don't recommend that you do.
If you ever need to wash your undies, ladies, the hotel coffee maker, you just pop them in there and boiling water.
That is so gross.
Sanitize them.
I'm with you, Graham. I use the coffee maker like every single time. I'm like sick and sad all at the same time. I'm never again. Gross. This is Kat from Dublin. Traumatized.
Ew. Yeah, who knows what you're really tasting in that thing.
I know. It's gross. I'm traumatized again by everything in a hotel room. When you like really think about it.
Honestly, I just try not to think about it.
And just like somebody's gross mouth was like just the night before like breathing into that pillow that you're using.
Ew.
Like, and all they did was put on one new thin little piece of cotton
that's going to
like take away
sweat through it.
Yeah, their sweat and their breath and other things going into it.
Disgusting.
It's gross.
All right, so what is this change?
Major change coming to Norwegian Cruise Line. This is going to upset a lot of cruisers, I guess, as people that like to take cruises. We do need to check in our buddy Seti Said because he left a talk back earlier and he's on a cruise right now and they're stranded out in the middle of the Caribbean somewhere, I think, because they were supposed to go to Mexico and they can't right now.
Nope.
We'll have to get an update from him later. Anyways, a new change coming to Norwegian Cruise Line is that they're changing the dress code. Look, they sort of pride originally prided themselves on having a very laid back, casual environment. And you could go to any of their restaurants, even like sort of the more fine dining ones, wearing whatever you wanted. Well, right. Not anymore, you guys. They want people to be dressing what they call smart casual in their more upscale specialty restaurants. Whatever that is, Selena, you don't own it.
They say
you cannot wear shorts, tank tops, baseball caps, distressed jeans, or flip-flops. They want men wearing slacks or jeans.
What?
Ladies wearing dresses or skirts.
This is on a cruise.
Collared shirts and closed-toed shoes for the men. A lot of people very upset about this because they're like, I love wearing long pants and shoes when it's 90 degrees outside and humid. What do you guys think about this new dress code change? Because there are other people on the other side that liked it. Like, it's imagine, you know, a cruise line having to tell people not to dress like a slob when they come into an upscale dining establishment aboard the cruise ship. Who are you guys with?
I don't like it. This. Yeah, I'm with the cruisers, I think, because I'm on vacation. If I want to dress a little more dressed down and wear some flip-flops or whatever because I'm on vacation, I think I should be allowed to. I mean, I've never been on a cruise, but, like, I can't imagine going on vacation. And, I mean, there are times where I want to dress up, but that's because I want to. I don't want to be not allowed entry into a place because I'm not wearing, like, a
suit.
Yeah, dress and 6-inch heels or whatever.
Jess, you're on a cruise, and they tell you, can't come in here with those flip-flops. Are you upset or do you understand? Look, this is sort of a fine dining establishment. Maybe there should be a little decorum here.
I'm upset because it's a cruise at the end of the day. You could have the most, you know, the fanciest restaurant, but it's still on a cruise. I'm still like, you know, somewhere on vacation with the nice water and sun out there. I want to dress accordingly to the weather.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Let's just say you're on this cruise for a special occasion or something, you and your man, and you guys are all dressed up. Man's wearing a suit or whatever. Ooh. And you're going to go to their, like, real fancy, you know, five-star, whatever, romantic candlelit thing. And the person sitting at the table next to you is in board shorts, flip-flops, a wife beater, and a backwards hat.
Oh,
are you
dang.
Like, yeah, no, this is cool. Casual. Cash on, dude.
That's on them. I don't. It wouldn't bother me.
When you put it like that, I would feel a little off.
It wouldn't bother me, do you?
But
I don't know. When you do get dressed up at a nice restaurant, there's something about that.
But because
that.
You're dressed up, everyone else has to. Like, people can just wear what they want.
I like
the rule where, like, you have to wear shoes.
I like that one.
That's a great rule to have.
I don't want to be staring at your toes. But, I mean, again, the dude wants to, I'm on a cruise. I want to wear flip-flops every single place I go.
See, because I understand, like, fancy restaurants having this type of dress code. Because I want to be dressed up and I want everybody else to be dressed up as well. But
so that's the same thing.
But that's on land. Like, just because on a cruise, it's different.
Just because you're in international waters, dress nice doesn't apply anymore? I don't get it.
Like, dress nice-ish. Like, you know, my nice shorts and my nice flip-flops.
They're not saying you got to put a suit and a tie on. They're just saying clean it up a bit, slobs.
Yeah, I don't like it. Don't tell me how to dress.
I'm here for it.
I am not.
Really? Wow.
And you are only here for on land, Jess.
Yeah, she has to just land in water rules. Fine dining at sea doesn't matter.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So Jess is telling us how she washes her underwear when she goes.
No, I don't. A woman posted about this on TikTok. She says it's like the best travel hack.
She says she will just throw her underwear into like the coffee machine there in her hotel
room.
We just let it brew. So it's, you know, all that hot water is running through it.
Hey, Carlos from Oakland. Just wanted to comment on the coffee maker / washer. You, Graham, should do that with your boxers, and then all the water that comes out, put that on the chug wheel.
Yes.
All right, y'all have a good one. Have a good week.
Why would you give him that idea?
That is genius, you guys.
Hell no.
A little underwear iced tea. No.
Ew, that is so cool.
Yes.
No.
That is great.
We're also talking about dress code on cruise lines.
Good morning, JV Show. This is David from Dublin. I'm doing a talk back on the cruise attire. When my wife and I, we take cruise fairly often. We do the fine dining, the captain's dinners. We always dress up like fairly nice. I wear a shirt and tie. She wears a nice dress. And then when they have the, you know, the elegant night, we dress up with a, you know, I dress up with a full suit and she has a nice gown on. So it's expected on the cruises. So nothing new.
Thank you.
Maybe it's just new to that.
It's new to Norwegian Cruise Lines. They're changing their thing to finally have a dress code. They've, I guess, always kind of championed themselves as having more of a laid-back, casual vibe, and you can wear whatever. But I think most cruises do, at their fine dining places, do, like he says, have a dress code. And I'm with them. If I'm at a fine dining place, dress the hell up. I don't want to see your pajamas.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Nancy Guthrie has now been missing for 3 weeks and still no sign of her. But this is pretty interesting. So people viewed some Google Trends data and found that there were 63 searches in Arizona for Nancy's address on December 5th, another 66 searches on December 10th. After that, the volume dropped and it didn't rise again until February 3rd, which is 2 days after Nancy disappeared.
Yeah.
Now, people are pointing to this segment that Savannah did on the Today Show. It was like a homecoming segment where she goes back to Tucson and talks about her upbringing and her college and her sorority and, you know, life with mom there in Tucson. That segment aired in November, though. So I don't really know if these are just viewers just, you know, piquing interest that, oh, she's from Arizona, because they didn't start searching the address until a month later.
That seems weird. If your interest was piqued by something in today's world of a short attention spans, you're Googling it right then
or as you're watching.
You're not a month later like, you know what? I've always been meaning to look up Savannah Guthrie's mom's address. Like, no, that doesn't happen.
They also found that Savannah Guthrie's salary may have also been searched somewhere in the Tucson area at some point between December 13th and December 20th.
That one could be chalked up to general curiosity. But it still is.
I think it's someone can they look seeing at, if she can afford the Bitcoin demand.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, Google obviously tracks every search that's ever typed into its search bar. Do you wonder, can the IP addresses and things like that be tracked on these, or is it just storing? You know, what kind of data can be actually gleaned from that? Because it would be interesting. I would want to know. Well, what computer? What, you know, where was that?
Yeah, I'm sure if they really wanted to, they could find out. They'd have to just work with Google on that. But I'm sure information is there.
Very interesting.
Yeah. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, U.S. skier Lindsey Vonn detailing the extent of the injuries she suffered in her downhill crash at the Olympics. And you guys, it's pretty gnarly. She said she almost lost her leg.
Whoa.
We know she suffered a very complex tibia fracture. And also we learned that she broke her right ankle as well. But that tibia fracture was the one that caused the problems that almost led to her leg being amputated. She credits her orthopedic surgeon who was just happened to be there. We didn't just happen to be there. He was out there because he was helping treat her. We know she tore her ACL prior, just a week and a half prior to competing in the Olympics. So her orthopedic surgeon was there, Dr. Tom Hackett. And I guess because of the extent of her injuries, it led to something called compartment syndrome in that leg. And compartment syndrome, you get excess pressure building up inside muscle from the either internal bleeding and or just swelling. And all this blood pressure restricts blood flow to other parts of your leg. And so you know what happens when the circulation is cut off for an extended period of time. It's really bad. And that's usually, and a lot of people that have had this type of injury have ended up having to have their leg amputated. But this guy was there and she says, quote, he filleted it open, let it breathe, and he saved me.
My
he
God,
basically
why
had
would
to just
stay like that?
Slice open her leg and just release the pressure. And that saved her leg, you guys. She obviously still has a very, very long road to recovery. Again, she has a broken right ankle and this tibia fracture, and she's had multiple surgeries so far, but she has since been discharged from the hospital. But again, very long road to recovery.
Oh,
and thank God she did not have to have her leg amputated. Anybody want to get into downhill skiing? Seems
no.
fun.
No,
honestly, all the Winter Olympics just seem like an accident waiting to happen. You guys saw the skater that got like a slice, got basically sliced above her left eye.
I didn't.
Oh my God.
It was bad. It was bad. Like it almost got her eye.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm out. What about one run down the bobsled?
Nope. Well, no. Looks kind of fun.
What about uphill skiing?
I think I saw it was
uphill skiing.
Uphill skiing? Huh?
Have you guys heard of that?
That is not
that
a thing.
It looks so hard. No, it is. Uphill skiing.
Is that a winter Olympic sport? Uphill skiing?
I'm pretty sure.
I've never heard of that. I've heard of cross-country skiing and downhill skiing. No, I've never seen uphill. Are we being trolled?
No, there is uphill skiing.
That sounds miserable.
Like, they're literally, like, trying to run uphill as fast as they can on skis.
Is this generated by AI?
I'm not lying. Tell me who won the gold.
Can you Google? We got a second. Tell me who won the gold in uphill skiing. Well, I tell Selena and everyone listening, I saw a video of Colin Jost or whatever, SNL.
Yeah.
He did a bobsled run, got in, and, you know, was obviously the passenger behind whoever is steering the thing. The first person video from that and him screaming, he says it's the scariest thing he's ever done in his life.
Really?
It does look terrifying because you're going through these like tight tunnels. It looks like your head's going to get taken off, even though you're like ducked down in the thing. I mean, and that thing is going so fast. I still want to do it, but it does look way scarier.
Maybe I'll do like a virtual one. Just give me like a pair of goggles and it's AI and I just ride it like that. I don't know.
All right, Jess, what country won the gold in uphill skiing?
Spain. It says it's the first ever men's Olympic ski mountaineering. It's like a sprint.
Oh my God.
So it's called mountaineering. It's not called uphill skiing.
It's the same thing. Okay. Tomato, tomato.
Just checking.
All right, next, let's talk about our photos from home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Every Monday, we bring a photo from our weekend. You can check them out on our Insta. Make sure you give us a follow if you're not already. JV Morning Show. I don't know if you guys, I'm about to explain my picture. I don't know if you guys saw videos of people online and they said, like, if your dog is smart, like, they'll put their paw out in front of them before, like, hitting a wall if you, like, carry them, like, into a wall. And I saw a video of somebody doing that with a Frenchie, and it was just the dog's face getting smushed into the wall.
So you're like, I hate my dog. Let me go smash him into a wall.
I was like, let me try it. Because I don't know if maybe that dog's, because Frenchies have, like, little short arms. Yeah. I was like, let me try it, though. But I wish Bentley would have used his other arm, but he did it. He put his paw out. So that was me just testing.
And this was,
just testing it
this
out.
Was your one and only
time touching
time that
him.
You're carrying him for the year, basically.
Yeah. Is this the only time you've ever picked your dog up?
It was my first time touching him.
Yeah. How did he feel? Like squishy?
Like a dog. Like a dog would.
How old is Bentley boy?
Bentley's six.
Six?
If you could see his face, he has like a gray beard.
Oh, he's like a little old man now. Is he all like crotchety and grumpy and stuff?
No, he's still like a little boy, like just like a baby.
That's interesting that you brought a picture of your dog. I brought a picture of my dog too. I Jess is like, hey, you need your photo from home for this weekend. I was like, oh shoot. I looked through my phone. I didn't take any pictures this weekend except one because my daughter said, can you take a picture of me doing this? And it was her holding little Hambone's face. This was a Saturday morning. It was a sweet moment. Cute little picture captured as she held on to little Hambone's face.
Looked
into her eyes. You know how old Hambone is now? She's about to be 12.
Wow.
She's going to be 12 years old in May. I don't know her exact birthday because, like, you know, like, who gives a fart about that?
Who gives a fart?
You don't need to know your dog's exact birthday. People are like, what? You need to know. But this is my daughter, Quinn, and Saturday morning. And that's Hambone, of course, where she sleeps in my bed.
Cute.
And that's Quinn waking me up, go back to bed.
I feel like it's really
take a picture.
It's really hard for me to believe that you would, out of the whole weekend, just have one picture that you take.
Yeah.
Like, in comparison to my phone, which is like filled with pictures of the most random things out there. It's like,
well, you know, sometimes it's just like one of those lay low weekends, mainly because my wife has been sick now for, I don't know, 3 weeks in a row, 2 weeks in a row, whatever it has been. She cannot seem to get better. She said today she feels slightly better, and she's been coughing on me just constantly for the last 14 straight days. And even I this weekend, my immune system was like, you know what? You've coughed on me enough. Finally, I think I'm ready to break down.
So I wasn't
feeling that great this weekend, but you know what I did? I just drank my way through it and drank a lot. Now I feel like I'm on the mend. I think I kicked it, but my wife is still coughing. She had a coughing fit that went on for more than 3 hours on Saturday night in the middle of the night. I'm not joking. Like, it just kept going. I went back to sleep and I woke up hours later and she was still in that same coughing fit.
Oh my gosh. And she hasn't gotten it checked out?
No, it's been absolutely brutal. So that's the reason for my only one photo.
All right. Well, mine went on a little pottery painting day with one of my besties. So in Monterey, they have this place called The Hotspot, and they just have like a ton, you can see in the back, a ton of different little figurines that are already...
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert. They're made out of clay. Look, they're already made for you. You just go in there and you pick one and you paint it. The only downside to this is you have to
is that you have to paint ceramics in public?
I mean, yeah, that. But then you also have to leave it there for a whole week.
What?
While they
can't they throw it in the kiln and fire it right there while I wait?
Apparently they can't. So then you have to go back a week later to get the finished product. But I feel like out of all the really cool looking figurines that you can see in the back, I ended up going with the most basic one, which is just a tray of three little hearts connected.
Yeah, that's three ashtrays, by the way. You're a big smoker. You got the dish with three ashtrays that can hold a lot of cigarettes. This is you guys coming back a week later to claim your items?
No, that's how they look when they haven't been fired yet.
Oh, they haven't been thrown in the big oven yet.
They'll look much better and much shinier once we go pick them up a week later. But now we got to remember to actually go get them. And
got it.
Now it's a whole thing.
All right. If you would like to take a look at our photos from home, Selena holding her dog for the first time after 6 years, my daughter and my dog Hambone on Saturday morning, and Jess and her friend doing some ceramics. Take a look at those. JV Morning Show there on our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.